Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Hey, Joanna, it's so great to have you here. Thanks for joining me for this chat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No worries. It's my pleasure. So I just wanted to talk a bit about your business. And I know you were in the restaurant business before and you made a transition. Can you tell us a bit about your transition and the business you're currently in now?
It goes all the way back to I was in the restaurant business with my father since I was 13 years old. And I was working with him from 13 to 19. And I opened my first restaurant at 19 years old. And it went really well. I had about four locations and we sold seafood, just American food. And then a lot of stuff happens, which in business it does. I started to cater for celebrities that would come through St. Louis. And Tyler Perry was my first artist. So I was like, okay, this is a great business. Because in the restaurant business, it's a lot of work. You lose a lot of time from your family because it takes up 24 hours a day. It's because I'm the chef, the accountant, the manager, and I'm trying to be a wife and a mom. So when I did that first catering for Tyler Perry, I said, you know what? This didn't take as much time as it did with the restaurant business. Let me start thinking and start kind of working on the catering side more. So started doing that. I started picking up a lot of different concerts and plays. And I saw that that was a lucrative business with less stress. So moved. I said, okay. So I'm in St. Louis. My father passed. And always wanted to move to Atlanta, and my kids were getting ready to go to college, and both of them were going to a college in Georgia. So I told my husband, I said, so you know, because I'm a mama bear, we're moving to Georgia. So he said, okay, let's do it. So a majority of my clients were here, so it made sense. So closed my restaurant and moved to Georgia and started a catering service. And 90% of my clients are celebrities. So I do a lot of concerts and a lot of different plays. And I picked up corporate clients along the way. So I said, this is a great opportunity for me to not just grow in what I love to do, but also give me the time I need to be able to spend with my family. That's what I thought. But when you grow, comes more opportunity, comes more business. Right. And I actually started working harder than I did when I had the four restaurants.
Wow. That's just amazing. And I just wanted to ask, just because I've interviewed a few chefs that have done work for mostly celebrities, and I think it's just interesting. Is it possible to tell us how exactly that got started and how that unfolded and what that was like and which other celebrities you catered for?
Yes. Well, like I said, Tyler Perry was my first artist, and he did a play in St. Louis. And what happened was, I did such a great job that different promoters would request my service. Oh. So I'm getting calls saying, hey, would you like to do this concert? And I'm like, yes. So I began to cater for the Isley Brothers, for Babyface, for Fantasia, mm-hmm. for Key Sweat, for New Edition, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Aunt Patti LaBelle, Chris Brown. Gosh, it's about, I've done
that's
over
amazing,
100.
Though. That's an amazing lineup.
No, I can't really think. It's been so many.
Wow.
That, yeah. So it was just an opportunity that I did such a great job. And the great thing about it is I didn't do any promotion. It was word of mouth. I did such a great job with Tyler Perry. That promoter told other promoters, and it was a trickle effect.
Wow. So all of this is word of mouth.
Yes.
And hardly any marketing, branding, none of that advertising.
I didn't have social media, didn't have any of that. And so it was, I tell people all the time that if you do your best and go over and beyond, you will always end up on top. Always.
Can you tell us what it's like and how is it different catering for these celebrities? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, do they have like special requests, different tastes? Like what is that like working with them?
Well, it's demanding. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, not all of them are like that, but some of them like things a certain way. You may have to have a certain water, a certain type of candy. They want a certain type of dessert, and sometimes or a certain tea or a certain coffee. And sometimes those are things that you have to special order in
right.
because they're not available
uh-huh.
in the local grocery stores. So it's those little quirky things that you have to deal with. But in all, it's a great experience. I'll say about 95% of them are great to deal with.
That's amazing. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned that it got demanding. It got even more demanding mm-hmm. after a while than the four restaurants. Can you tell us a bit more about that and that transition?
Well, because the reason it was demanding was because the great work that we were providing. So with me, my problem is I can't say no. So if I have two concerts coming up on the weekend, I may get a call from a promoter that says, hey, you know, we booked a venue that we're going to do a concert at, and we're going to do two shows. So I may have four shows in 1 week. And it's a lot of preparation to get ready just for one show. Because you have to serve breakfast, you have to serve lunch, you have to serve mm-hmm. dinner. And so it's the prep is extensive because you're doing the shopping, you have to go to five different places. If you're dealing with a vegan or vegetarian, you're dealing with gluten-free items. So it's just a lot of different things that you have to do that you didn't have to do in the restaurant business. Because in the restaurant business, you know what you're selling every day. You know what you're cooking every day. But with this, you have a different menu for each concert. And that's a different breakfast menu, a different lunch menu, and a different mm-hmm. dinner menu.
No, for sure. And I suspect that these concerts, and you can let me know if this is true, are you serving more people? Like, are you catering for more people than you would in a regular day, like an average day in the restaurant?
Well, that actually, with the restaurant, we served over 750 people a day. So in the concert business catering, we may serve probably about 100 each for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So 300 times in one setting.
So that got demanding after a while. And then you made the transition
out of
that, correct?
Well, it didn't make the COVID made me make the transition out of that until 2021. So that was March 15th was the last day that I was supposed to do a concert on the 16th of March. Mm-hmm. And the 15th is when I got the call that said, the concert is canceled.
Wow. And which concert was that for?
That was for Common and Erykah Badu at a State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
Wow.
And that was a big concert. So mm-hmm. you got to remember, it was on the 16th. We're already prepared. So we've already we've already done the shopping. So on the 15th, it's canceled. And I'm like, what? He said, we have to have a call. So we got on the call, and that's when everything started happening. The governor is shutting down, and we're going to have to be in the house for 2 weeks. And so we had over 40 concerts lined up for this year. And
wow,
I'm like, okay, well, maybe we should get through this. Maybe this is a March thing. So when I started really looking at the news and talking to my husband about it, because he works at the hospital, he said, babe, we're in for the long haul on this one. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. So talk to my promoters. They said, JoJo, this is it for this year. We're done. I said, what? Got call from my corporate clients. They said, we're done. Mm-hmm. No more Christmas parties, wow. No Thanksgiving,
no more
lunch catering, nothing. We're done until 2021. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, okay, nothing. So when I look at my schedule, I had over 100 events for this year. All of them canceled.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, now what are you going to do? That's when it turned into my passion of cooking. And what can I do to continue to provide my services and continue to make a living?
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. started to think back. 2010, I created my seasoning line. Really didn't do a big push. I would just bottle it up and give it to the different celebrities that I would work with. They would buy and never really pushed. Would do cooking segments on Fox News and would sell it online. But I was like, okay, put that to the side. So now with COVID, I had no choice but to go back to one of my main passions,
right,
which is shortening the cooking process for everybody, which is teaching people how easy it is to cook when you love it,
mm-hmm.
and how I can simplify that cooking process for them. So it's not like a chore when you're cooking, because one thing that I found out with people, if it's a lot of work involved in this stuff, they don't want to do it. Let's just order takeout. My sister is a prime example. She's one of the reasons I created the seasoning, was because she can't cook. And she would always call me and say, hey, bring me something to eat. So she has this boyfriend at the time, and she wanted to cook for him. So she was like, okay, I want to make this. And what do I put in it? And I'm like, okay, you have to get onion powder, garlic powder, sea salt, paprika. She said, wait a minute. No, I'm not doing all of that. I want it to be just like yours. I said, that's what I use. And she said, oh, can you just make it for me and bring it to me? I said, no, you need to do it yourself. So what I did was everything I used, I mixed it up and put it in a jar and took it to her. And that was easy for her. So I just started doing that.
Right.
So when COVID hit, I said, okay, JoJo, what are we going to do? Call my brother. I call him for counsel all the time. And he said, well, hey, you know what to do. You're a pioneer. You have so many different visions. So it's time for you to activate one of them. So the season was a no-brainer for me. So everything's canceled. And I just also, you got to remember, I have six kids and a husband. So my two college students are back at home and all the other kids are at home now. So now I have six kids at home and I'm at home. So we had to have a family meeting. I told the oldest kids, I said, you're going to have to help the younger kids through school because I have to really focus on getting the seasoning brand off the ground. Mm-hmm. They said, Mom, we're behind you. Do it. We got this. So I did it. And I started March and we launched October 25th.
Wow. So within the period that COVID hit and the concerts got canceled to October, it was all hands on deck for launching for October.
Yes, that's it. That's all I was doing.
Wow. And so is it through a website that the products are sold or which marketplaces?
Yes, website. We sell all things online, everything mm-hmm. online.
Mm-hmm. So yes. Is it primarily just through your website or is
yes,
it
through JoJo
available?
Seasoning? Yep, jojoseasoning.com. Everything is sold and we ship it out to you. But we launched October 25th. We sold out our first shipment within 2 weeks.
It's amazing. And so was it word of mouth again? Or
well, this time what I did was I kind of tapped into the relationships that I built
yes.
over the years.
Of course.
Because I was not ready to invest in my seasoning brand at that moment.
Yes.
So I had to use the connections that I had. We invested some money, but then a lot was just people just saying, hey, JoJo, what do you need for us to do to help you?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So we had radio commercials. We had print ads. We have different celebrities talking about it. So it's growing daily.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And would you be okay with mentioning which celebrities just got on board and helped you right from the get with the seasoning? Yeah.
Yes, we had Wyclef Jean and his mm-hmm. wife. We had Keith Sweat. We had Marcus Burns, which is one of the executive producers of Atlanta Housewives.
Yes.
And we have B103 with Big Tigger. He's a really big DJ that got behind it. And mm-hmm. we have a lot of different celebrities that we can't say mm-hmm. now because they're going to start their promotion in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I just have yeah. goosebumps listening. And so yeah. in my book, Joanna, like in my book, Holistic Wealth, and this is why I have goosebumps, I have a whole section on the power of relationships. And you know how in the beginning of this interview, you said how you went above and beyond.
Yes.
That's exactly how it works, eh? Because when you invest in those relationships and you go above and beyond, it's times like these that you're able to really see the benefit and the fruits of that labor, eh? Like it's amazing.
Yes. And you just gave me chills because people don't understand the importance of relationships. And going over and beyond, my mother would always say, you always leave things better than you found it. So never just go in and just do what you're supposed to do. Do what you are supposed to do and more. And that has what I have always done. And when I tell you that God has really blessed me, mm-hmm. it's truly, I get choked up talking about it because
you look
back over all of the sacrifices you made, because a lot of people don't understand that giving is going to be some sacrifice in there. You're going to sacrifice. You may have to, it's just like I can go to Tyler Perry. This is so important. Because the budget for that was a great budget, but what they wanted to me was just something basic, but I wanted to do something wow to be remembered with. So I went over and beyond my budget. I spent my own money and the people that were working for me just thought I was crazy. Why are you doing that, JoJo? Just do what they ask for. Right. I said, no, you got to remember that this is our first time and they're going to remember us. And the guy told us when we walked in, because they're very strict when it comes to backstage, he said, I just want you to know that Mr. Perry will not be out to greet you. So make sure that you guys don't have your phones out. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's not a big deal. I said, I'm here to do my job. And that's it. The second night I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they said, JoJo. I said, yes. They said, Mr. Perry wants to see you.
Wow. Awesome.
I came out and he said, oh my God, this is amazing. And when it was over, they gave us a $500 tip.
Wow.
So I said, that was a lesson for my workers that when you do things out of the goodness of your heart and you're doing things to make, even if you're making the next person look better, you will have a reward in the end.
Yes. It's such wise words, Joanne. Wise words. And so can you tell us a bit with the current business, what the startup costs were like, and as well as the monthly net revenue now? And I know, you know, it's just starting off, so that's fine. But can you give us an idea?
Myself and family, cash investment was about $25,000. But if I would add in the relationship and all of the different favors that I was blessed to have, if the initial investment could go up to close to $75,000, $100,000. But as far as cash investment, we invested $25,000. So our first month sales, we made back the $25,000 and we're close to the $50,000 mark. We're at like $42,500 that we made the first month.
That's amazing. And that's the first month. Wow. And so if you were to think about what the net would look like, you know, after your expenses, would you say it's still in about the 30K region or thereabouts?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Yes. We're really, it's about 32, just say 32,000 because it's 32,150, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. And it sounds like things have been going well and things have taken off really quickly.
Yes. Yes.
And is that mostly as a result of those relationships as well?
Yes. And a lot of favor. It's a lot of favor. And it's a lot of people think that this was overnight. This was a lot of hard work, a lot of failures, and a lot of successes. So yes, it's, you look at the seasoning line now, and we had a great first month, but you have to take account in the 15 years of I've been doing this and a lot of failures that I had, a lot of no's, but I had some yeses. So all of that together created this great business that just took off. And it may look like it took off overnight, but it didn't.
Yeah. And it's your real passion, right? You went back to what you were most passionate about.
Yes. Yes. The passion is the key to freedom, not just financial freedom, but emotional freedom, physical freedom. Because when you are passionate about something, you love it, and you don't wake up with that heavy, heavy feeling in your chest, in your heart, where you know that something is not right. I'm not in my purpose, but you continue to move around like a robot because that's all you know to do.
Yes.
So when you tap into your passion, that's when you tap into your destiny.
Yes, yes. Wise words. It sounds like holistic wealth. That's exactly what holistic wealth is. And that's exactly how we get to a holistic wealth, by tapping into that passion.
So, yes.
Yeah. And so if you were to leave one key to success, regardless of the industry or the product, a person, an entrepreneur who wanted to start up, what would you say is that one key to success? What would your advice be?
Betting on yourself. Is nobody is going to invest more in you than you.
Amazing.
Nobody. Nobody is going to believe in that vision and that dream and work that passion more than you. So when you invest in yourself, then you can say at the end, when you reap the benefits, you'll be able to say, okay, I did that. I invested in myself and I saw the work and I went through every trial and tribulation, because that's going to happen, but I came out on top.
Wise words and very true words. And I think we'll end on that note. And thank you so much for sharing your story. It's so inspirational.
Thank you. Thank you.
And even in this time too, where there's so many people are facing setbacks and are wondering, how do I make a comeback? You know? That's exactly it. I think you've given so much wise advice. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And this was really great. And I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, keishablair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS, so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth.com/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth.com/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning best-selling Holistic Wealth, 32 Life Lessons to Help You Find Purpose, Prosperity, and Happiness.